Your Humanities Half Hour is brought to you by the Northern Marianas Humanities Council, Navigating the Human Experience Together.
Hafadeh, Dero, and welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry, and our guest today is from the Jōten Kidzu Public Library. He's a computer specialist who has also been assigned to supervise the Pacific Room, Ray De Leon Guerrero. Ray, buenas.
Buenas, ma'am. Hafadeh and Dero.
Dero, thank you for coming to Your Humanities Half Hour today. You are one of the longest serving smiling faces at the library. How long have you been working there?
I've been working at the Jōten Kidzu Public Library for 16 years now.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
Well, when I started off back in 2008, you know, it's a learning process. Like we spoke earlier before we recorded, I was more of a shy guy, but in regards to helping out the people and providing service, especially with the books and resources we have, it's a very great feeling for me. Anything to help with educational purposes, but also to promote culture is always makes me feel good, not only for the library, but as a Chamorro born and raised here in the Sinume.
Oh, wow. So you're the right person to be put in charge of the Pacific Room, where you guys have the Pacific Collection. I don't know much about it other than a lot of the resources there are special or they're rare. What is the Pacific Collection?
Well, the Pacific Collection is a special collection of library materials, such as books, of course, both published and unpublished. We have serials including journals, magazines, newspapers. We have cinema documents for viewing for the public. Also, environmental impact statements done by the U.S. military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we also have culture art pieces and a few artifacts for archival and preservation purposes. And then also we have some maps, agricultural, historical, educational posters for. For the people. Sorry if that's too much.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how you fit all those things into a small space. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we have the resources and, you know, to kind of help maintain, but also provide the resources to our patrons. So when there's a will, ma'am, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you were saying that the Pacific Collection was kind of the a vision of the library when it opened, but it didn't actually come to fruition until a little bit later on. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, so it was established back in when the Jōten Kidzu Public Library opened in December of 1991. Big thanks to Zusumasi to its original founding fathers who collaborated and donated their time and money to get the building built for the community. So only in 2006 that's when it originally kind of opened its doors. From that time, I believe that it was on the process of getting more of Pacific resources and books to be more available to community. So over the years it has been progressing slowly with the aid of not only the Children of our Homeland staff, the front circulation staff, but also our admin staff. They've been helping out people whenever they need the room and its resources. So it's always a good thing when teamwork, because it makes the dream work.
I know you're going to say that.
Yeah.
Do you have people come in and ask for certain things that you know are in the collection or that you're not sure and you have to look for yourself? Like, what kind of people?
Yeah. No, that's a good question.
Make use of the Pacific Collection.
Yeah, actually, I've come across both. So there are times where I've come across patrons where they're looking for very specific Pacific information, especially when it comes to they see archival and like in regards to old newspaper articles, some older magazines. The ones that I've been we've been getting mostly was if we have any like yearbooks. So that's one of the things I would like to have in our Pacific collection, because over the years we've received donations of yearbooks, but they're not really complete. So when I attended a conference in Hawaii, we went to the University of Hawaii Manoa Library. They actually have a section where they have all the yearbooks from I guess 19 some to from other places in Hawaii. So I mean, man, that would be cool to have at the Jotenkizu Public Library.
That might be some blackmail material, though. You know, people funky hairs cut.
Yeah, afro and everything from the past, no? But I've come across a few questions where I had to dive deep into research in our own collection, but also easy findings in our collections that, you know, makes it even more. I feel good when I help out a patron and I can find something right away that will help benefit their personal education or research or just in general, just to help them out.
Now, you brought some books from the collection with us today, and one of the ones I picked up had reference on it. We're not going to get in trouble with Erlinda.
No. We're good.
Okay, so usually these books would only be in the library, but what types of, can you give us a little bit more idea about what are the different kinds of publications you have there?
Ah, okay. So different types of publications, of course, we house books and other written material from not only local authors but also indigenous authors. Also, we have library resources from other Pacific cultures in the Pacific region. So, in regards to that, you know, like I said, mentioned earlier, we hold government documents, periodicals, journals. But majority of our patrons, when they come by, ma'am, they always ask about mainly about the CNMI like resource books. So,
do you guys have any books that aren't found anyplace else, or not just books, but
resources,
like rare? Yeah.
Yeah. So, majority of our books, ma'am, especially on the CNMI, dating back to our oldest publications, not all of them have been digitized. There are a few popular books that made its way throughout the world. Of course, like for example, Chamorro and English Dictionary book. Let me see, even Mr. Lino Lopez, I believe,
Rope of Tradition. Yeah.
Even going online and seeing how it is, but even off-island visitors coming by and, hey, I saw this book and, you know, I'm just here and by any chance, you have any updated versions or is the book here? So stuff like that, it feels good to see when local and indigenous authors you know, all the hard work they did, but also the love to share their stories and information they gained through their experiences and share it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that, people come by, even people from the States, even from Asia, I'm very proud to call those people of Saipan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so stuff like that, but yeah, we've come across books that is very rare. So right now we have a digitizer at the library. So we've been digitizing books and other materials slowly here and there, especially if the manpower is just me and also a few of my coworkers that help out. So we're doing our best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are some of the books, can you check them out? And some of them you can't maybe?
Or are
they all restricted?
Yeah, so for example, the reference book, like you mentioned. So for these, since they're kind of rare, they're only used for in-house, personal use or research or research studies. Those without reference stickers on their label, those are available for checkout.
Okay, so some are available for checkout and some are not.
Yeah, and then also we have some, we have another section. I forgot to mention it's a reserve section. So it's almost in a way the same type of privileges like the reference books, but for this particular section is more more for like students to come by and use it for their educational purposes. I mean, everything is used for educational, but if it's the type of rare book, that's the type of books they usually ask for. Mm-hmm. And then let me see. I know one of the other books that I haven't seen or heard about off island is like old Chamorro and Carignan language books.
Yeah.
So especially those from PSS that were donated to the Jotunkizu Public Library back in the 90s, and we have a few from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to share. I was mentioning to my boss where, Mama, you know, Chamorro and Carignan Cultural Heritage Month is coming up. I want to reach out to, you know, our people and ask if they're willing to come by and be comfortable and reading books in their language. So I've contacted a few, but you know, Miss Beth helped me out, but I'm very happy that you came by and you did your, you know, you did one for us.
My community service.
Yeah, yes. Your community service. But yeah. I appreciate big time, ma'am, because not only the, you know, it's for a good cause, but you're promoting, you know, your culture.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm very proud of. So I don't know if you wanted me to mention that, but I wanted to mention it. But thank you for doing that, ma'am. And also to the rest that came by for the past 2 years who participated, they've really been a very big help.
That was an interesting project for me because I picked the simplest book because I felt I could pronounce the words.
Yeah.
But it was in the Tanapak dialect with the N instead of the L. I was raised speaking the L. So I had to ask my auntie to help me. And so I have to give a shout out to my auntie, Millie Rabalaman Faisal, who helped me with the Northern dialect. Because like you said, you know, the language is so important. And yeah. I just really wanted to support as much as I could. So no, thanks for
thank
asking.
You. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I mean, yeah. it went well in regards to, you know, promoting the culture and language. So hopefully future projects will reach out again.
Oh, if Lord. So you mentioned some like artifacts and stuff you guys have there. What are some of the physical artifacts or interesting things you have in the collection?
So actually the cultural art pieces and artifacts are for not only the books, but they have always been a huge attraction to our patrons, especially of island visitors. And also like when we have class visits, the kids get really excited. And of course, you know, these cultural art pieces and artifacts, they're kind of, you know, they're very rare, but also fragile. So times you just kind of, you know, give them heads up, just be careful. But whenever they come by the room, ma'am, I see their eyes light up. So stuff like that, I just look back and like, man, it's kind of cool to see this from another person's view. So the cultural art pieces we have a lot of pieces donated by Chamorro and Carignan artists over the years, and also off-island artists from the States and other Pacific Islands. So for example, one behind you, we also have a cultural art piece. If I'm not mistaken, that's a Marshallese.
Yes, I believe so, yes.
A decorative piece.
Yes.
So we have those. We have coconut leaf woven hats. We got a few from Steve Van Winkle. Shout out to him. Yeah, I'm going to name a few artists, ma'am, if that's
go
okay
ahead,
with you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so also, let me see what else we have.
You mentioned like a musical instrument.
Oh, yeah. The Belembau Tuzan.
Yes, you said it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
what is this for those that don't know?
It's a single string musical instrument. So actually it was introduced by the Spanish to the cinema, and from that point on, you know, the people kind of used it in regards to use it for entertainment. They use it for special occasions or weddings. And then along with those art pieces, shout out to Mr. Noel Kituga. He donated his art pieces, if I'm not mistaken, about almost 15 to 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're still there. So
and that's also a replica he made, correct?
Yeah, replica, yeah.
What's it called again?
Belembau Tuzan.
Belembau Tuzan. Okay.
Yeah, I know, it's quite a mouthful, man. Yeah. And then, you know, he donated also kulu. It's like a trumpet, a shell trumpet. So from his description and, you know, research, they use that for messaging nearby villages. And then he also donated a replica of a Chamorro Uratau stick. They called it Tunas. So in ancient Chamorro times, they used it as for the young bachelors. They used it as it was a symbol for unmarried status. So I think if my boss is watching, he's going to say, Lanery, I think you should have that one.
That's why you were assigned to the Pacific Collection. Yeah.
So stuff like that. And then also we have art pieces from Eugene Fitio, who donated, if I'm not mistaken, it's called, let me see, Lemal Followers, or I have to make sure I have the name.
Go ahead.
But basically it's a bandana sleeve miniature wood house.
Imal.
No, Imal? Yeah. Okay, Imal. Thank you, Mama. Yes. Sorry, defense. Imal.
No, Valos. Good, that's good. Yes.
Yeah, I donated that. We have some Carignan wooden miniature canoes, or what? Is that how you say it? By Mr. Pedro Lisua. And then also a Carignan fish trap. I saw the name, but I was like, man, I don't want to butcher it. So, but it was done by Mr. Mariano Sablon. So those are the kind of art pieces that, you know, the people, when they come by, they're really amazed by. We also have some artifacts like of spondylus and shells, like used during ancient times by the ancient Chamorros as tools and also ornaments. And then let me see. I don't know, sorry, ma'am, if I'm going
That's
too long.
That's a lot. I mean, it sounds like a museum, really.
Yeah, we're trying our best, but shout out to the museum. Yeah, you guys are doing a pretty good job also. Very awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're chatting today with Ray De Leon Guerrero of the Jotenkizo Public Library. We'll be back with more after this break.
Half a day, Zantiro. I'm Leo Pangilinan with the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. We'd like to take a moment to thank our generous sponsors who have made possible the many programs in our community like this show. We couldn't have done it without them. And if you value the work we do and would like to make a contribution to our efforts, we ask that you consider making an in-kind or cash contribution to the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. Any amount is appreciated, and donations of up to $5,000 qualify for an educational tax credit. We appreciate your partnership and support. Sinzuus maasi, olomai, and thank you.
Welcome back to Your Humanities Half Hour. Ray, there in the Pacific Collection at the library, you recently got some donations from historian and author Don Farrell that you brought with you to share with us.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, yeah. So, shout out to Mr. Don Farrell. Don Cluzus Masia again, sir. You know, all your contributions to, on the cinema and also the books that you provide for educational purposes. And I just want to say thank you again for your donation. So I have here, ma'am. So he last year he donated Time magazines that were mostly focused on during the World War II in the Marianas and also other Pacific islands.
Sure, no problem. Oh, just give me a couple.
Sure, no problem. So they were sorted, but they're from 1944 to 1945. And so far, we've been getting a few patients who come by and have been requesting to read up on these.
So why did Don keep these particular magazines? Did he mention why these were special to him?
From what I've heard, I was there at the meeting with my director and also our technical service librarian. All of these magazines were pertaining mostly in regards to, I guess, the time period of when World War II was happening here in the Pacific region, but also in the Marianas Islands.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so, you know, another piece of history that they donated to the library. And
so, do you know if any of these magazines happen to mention the Marianas? Or
for that,
have you read these magazines, Ray?
No, not sure. No, not yet, ma'am. Actually, but in regards to, I was going down and just kind of, putting down on our notes, especially when people come by, because, you know, these are considered very rare pieces. Mm-hmm. So from what they informed me, ma'am, I'm going to say for sure they're all in the Marianas, but anything World War II, it covers all in the region and the time period.
So you have about 12 of them here, and they all have a painting or a drawing of a historical figure there on the top.
Yes,
so my understanding is that a lot of your, not a lot, but you have a number of books and other things in your collections that were donated by people like Don, aside from the artists who you already mentioned.
Yeah.
But who are some of the other people that have made significant, well, I shouldn't say that because every donation is significant, right?
Yeah.
Who are some of the other people that have donated and what did they donate?
Well, majority of our items, like I said, I mentioned earlier, all from cultural artists, indigenous artists, but for local indigenous authors. Over the years, we've purchased a few, but also they were kind enough to also donate to the library. Of course, one of the big donors, of course, Mr. Don Farrell, and also from the books that we did receive are, like, for example, I can show one of the books, man.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the books that actually was donated was from Mr. Joe Jose Bobota. So he did like a family tree in regards to the Guam and Sinamai, and then also I'll just share a few more.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry. And also I showed you this earlier, man. So the Sinamai Falas Descent Leaders Directory. So this is one of the very few, or it's actually considered rare. We only have about 200 collections. So this was donated as well. Sure, no problem.
I think I may actually have either a copy of this or maybe it's the ancestry book that I have. Yeah. So.
So even better. Yeah. So stuff like that. Let me see. Actually, even our recent donation is from Miss Dominic Hess. So she came to the cinema back in 2015. She was she did like studies on, I guess, the English English format here in the cinema. So she named it Saipanese English, but you know, she did her intensive research here, and you know, she also mentioned you know, the Jotun Kizu Public Library and everything. So she came here with her family about a month ago.
Yes.
So she knows she was kind enough to donate her book.
Thanks for bringing that. I mean, that's a new publication that I think not many people have seen that they might be interested in.
Yeah, so hopefully later on we can get a few more. She only did donated one, but you know, anything.
So let me guess, you're going to put a little reference label on
that,
right?
You know the drill, man. You know the drill.
And the late Nancy Weil, who lived here for a very long time, I understand she also made a big contribution before she passed away. Nancy Weil?
Yeah, so from the library's history, I've started there in 2008, but my director, who started there since it opened, she met Mrs. Nancy Weil and also just informed me on some information about her as well. We also have some old periodicals on the work that she did, but about 50% of the books and a few library materials that are in the Pacific collection was donated by Mrs. Nancy Weil. She was an award winning writer. She spearheaded various social and literary activities on the island, and also during that time, I think it was in the 90s, she was working for the governor's office during the administration of Governor Florencio Tenorio. And also, she was a huge contributor to local youth projects. And she was a very loyal supporter and donor to the Jotun Kizu Public Library. So, in a way, ma'am, she kind of helped kickstart the ball rolling in the Pacific Collection.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And then we have also received or purchased books from the Association of Native Americans grant, or ANA grant, over the years. So along with those and generous donations like we were speaking about earlier, from local indigenous authors, but also people from off-island, have been getting the Pacific Room kind of rolling in a way right now. So my job is to kind of help provide service for the Pacific Collection, but also to promote it. So it's thanks to those people that the Pacific Collection is where it's at right now.
Do you have a favorite piece in the collection?
I have a few. So one of them is actually this, Ancient Chamorro Society,
go ahead.
By Lawrence J. Cunningham. So basically, you know, all the studies and research from, you know, especially from the Spanish Jesuits or priests during that time, they've all translated into English and, you know, explains more about the culture and history of the cinema, I mean, the Chamorros. And also this as well, ma'am, can you hear me?
Titilapuay.
Yeah.
Hohol Rufalor. Stories,
you.
Dance, and something Rufalor.
Yeah, but so thank you, ma'am. Thank you for that. I didn't want to butcher, but thanks for
putting me on the spot, Ray.
Sorry, ma'am. No, but books like this as well, because you know, it showcases the, you know, the resources and also traditions and culture of the Chamorro and Rufalowas.
Okay.
And then also, especially one of these new ones, the updated version of the Directive Traditional Healers.
Mm.
So those two have been very popular and also one of my favorite books, along with the Timpon y Manma Forna. Mm-hmm. So there's a few more. But stuff like this, whenever I go do like a few research and everything, I like to use these books as a good guide whenever I'm doing something to promote culture and history to the public.
So give us the days and times that you guys are open right now for people who might be interested in visiting the Pacific Collection.
Sure. So the libraries from Tuesday to Thursdays are open from 10 to 6.
Okay.
And then Fridays 1:30 to 7. And Saturdays 9:30 to 4. And then we're closed on Sundays, Mondays, holidays, and government austerities.
Okay.
Yeah, so whenever I can also give out a number, ma'am, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, not my phone number, it's the library phone number. So the library's phone number is 235-7322 or 7323 read. Yeah. So whenever you guys were open or available, you guys can call us and ask for any questions.
235 read.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Ray, thank you so much for bringing all of this and really just giving us a little glimpse into what you guys have there at the Pacific Collection. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we go?
Yes, first off, ma'am, thank you for this honor. Like I mentioned earlier, I was very nervous. I never tried anything like this, but in the essence of it, you know, what you're doing is you're promoting culture as well and the cinema, and I'm just doing my part to kind of help out as well. And also, I want to say Don Cluzus Mossi and to all the local indigenous artists, authors out there. You guys play a vital role in, you know, promoting our culture. So, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. Whenever you guys need assistance or to collaborate with any ideas and, you know, to kind of help further promote your cultural knowledge, but putting out the information out there, you're more than welcome to check the library. Vice versa, we would like to reach out to you and, you know, work out something to not only promote the Pacific Collection and its resources, but also promote the artists and local authors.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that, you know, there's a saying in Chamorro, in Afamolik. So, you know, we make it better for each other. So anything to help you out, so it's always our pleasure, but well, same thing as well, goes all around.
Mm-hmm. Goes around. Come.
Thank you,
Ray.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Our guest today has been Ray De Leon Guerrero. He is technically the computer specialist, but actually also Pacific Room Supervisor at Jotenkidzu Public Library, sharing with us today about the Pacific Collection. Check it out. This has been Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry.
Your Humanities Half Hour has been made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Democracy Demands Wisdom. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this program do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities. For more information or to share your thoughts, contact the Northern Marianas Humanities Council at nmhcouncil.org or on social media at 670 Humanities. That's 670 Humanities.